Hello, dear listeners. This is Basement Gaming episode 70. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Hi.
Howdy.
This episode, Brigham and I are bringing John back to talk about what it's like to own both an Xbox and a PlayStation. If you enjoy the show, please give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your podcast listening app of choice to keep up with new episodes and join in on the conversation. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. And we're back.
Yep, threw a little curveball there.
Yeah.
I said hi twice.
You know what I forgot? I forgot to make a 69 joke on the last episode. I'm very disappointed in me.
I remember that. Like, I feel like we were like talking about plans for episode 69 or something like that. That was like forever ago. But yeah.
We've let the entire meme culture down.
We did.
Shame.
How could we? Welcome back, John.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So this time kind of wanted to do something a little different. So we've talked about what it's like owning a console and a console and a PC. And we had a bit of a little masterclass fight night going on, but you're in a particularly interesting situation. So is Brigham too. I don't know why are you here, John?
Well, because he's in the same situation that I'm in, but my opinion is obviously going to be a little bit biased since I literally own stock in Microsoft. So, you know, I would want the Series X to do really well.
So the point of this episode was to talk to someone that owns both a PlayStation and an Xbox and see what they think is the biggest differences, the biggest pros and cons of each console. Because you're in a unique position, because I haven't owned both consoles in a very, very long time. And in those days, I definitely leaned way more PlayStation. I probably still do now. So yeah, like right off the bat, like, have you always owned both generations of the consoles?
So I talked a little bit about this in the previous episode that I was on, but yeah, I originally was just an Xbox guy. Just had the Xbox, original Xbox, never had a PS2 until much later. And then same situation with Xbox 360 generation. I had Xbox 360 for quite a few years, probably like 2005 to 2009, or maybe it was 2006. So went a few years without getting a PS3 because they were just so much more expensive. But then out the gate, I had PS4 during that console generation, and then got an Xbox later on. And it's been the same with this generation. Got the PS5 day one, and then just got the Xbox Series X in December, I believe it was. So yeah.
That's a common trend I've seen recently in the last two PlayStation generation, where everyone has gone, not everyone, but I feel like a lot of Xbox diehards got the PlayStation generation first before they got the Xbox. Is that fair to say? Because I think that's how I went with you too, Brigham. You just got the PS4 first, then you got
Xbox One. I think, well, the last generation, let's be honest, last generation for Xbox was not good at all. Like, the Xbox One had a number of problems with the Kinect and with the $100, it being $500, so $100 more than the PS4. There are a lot of issues with it compared to PS4. So, you know, even during that generation, even though I still wanted to get an Xbox One, the fact that the PS4 was cheaper, I just felt like it'd be dumb not to get a PS4. So that's why I got a PS4. And yeah, I definitely did see a lot of people switch over, at least in my friend group, go from like a 360, Xbox 360 to a PS4. And it seems like just because Sony, they've always had good games, but I think towards the end of the PS3 generation and PS4, like, they've been hitting on all cylinders for their exclusives, that it really makes getting a PS5 like a no-brainer if you're a gamer. So I've seen a lot more, like, you know, a lot more conversations around people trying to get a PS5 than an Xbox, mainly just because they want to be able to play those exclusives. I don't know if that's the same issue for you too, John. That's the main reason why you got a PS5, or if there was another reason why you chose to get that one first.
Yeah, so that was definitely the reason with PS4 for me. I remember like Killzone was a launch title, and I knew it was going to be a really good first first party game. I guess it's not a PlayStation studio necessarily, but it's, you know, one of those studios that only makes games for PlayStation. The studio being, you know, the ones who made Horizon Zero Dawn. And yeah, so I knew that was going to be a great game. Was really excited about that one. So that drove my PS4 decision. I ended up getting the Xbox One. And then if you look at my shelf, because, hey, I buy physical games. honestly, just Forza and Halo. Those are the only games I got during that generation for that console.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's rough. Yeah. Yeah, I think I have like one Assassin's Creed game because it was like only on sale on the Xbox and not on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. That was like the only reason why I got it there. But as far as this generation, yeah, my main thing was I wanted to play the PS5 exclusives, the ones that were at launch, like the Sackboy game and, you know, Returnal when that came out. And then now getting the Xbox Series X was driven by Halo, like pretty much exclusively. Everyone was playing Halo. I could have played it on PC, obviously, but just I've always been more of a console gamer. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. Like in terms of there's a lot of times where games will come out both on console and on PC, but I just rather play it on console for certain games. Halo being one of those kind of games where I just love the couch and TV experience more than the PC, like with the mouse and keyboard for Halo and for other games too. Like Assassin's Creed is one of those games where I just feel weird playing it on PC. Like I have to be playing with a controller on a TV. So what have been your thoughts though? Because I didn't have an Xbox One. So I'm curious to know what have been your thoughts overall on owning a Series X versus owning an Xbox One?
Yeah, the game changer absolutely for me, and the reason why I'm using my Xbox way more nowadays is Game Pass. And obviously, you know, Game Pass can be a little pricey for some people, but I would you know, liken it to being subscribed to Netflix or HBO or whatever, you know, streaming service you subscribe to. Like it really, if you subscribe to that and like use it, it's really worth the money. Like there's been a lot of games that I've tried that I never would have played otherwise, like, you know, indie or AAA or whatever, like Outriders and Death's Door, all these games that I probably wasn't going to spend $60 on or even 30, you know, for like the indie games. And with Game Pass, it's just like a no brainer. Like, okay, I can download this, try it. If I don't like it in 10 minutes, like nothing was lost. I guess some people kind of do that with like Steam, because you can, you know, refund if you play less than a couple hours, I believe. Mm-hmm. But for this, it's just like super easy, super simple. And, you know, I'm always like refreshing that newly added tab and just seeing like what gets added. And that's I think I own right now one game on the Series X and everything else is like I just play it on Game Pass.
Yeah, that's where I am too. Like, I think the only game I purchased so far for the Series X, actually, no, that's a lie. I bought Guardians of the Galaxy and like Immortal Phoenix Rising and the new GTA remaster, the San Andreas and Vice City one. But besides that, all the games I've been playing are on Game Pass. And I think it's funny you kind of bring up, like, it just makes a no-brainer, like games you wouldn't have tried before. That's definitely happened to me, but I feel like there were certain games where I was super excited about and they came out day one on Game Pass and the game ended up being really bad. And I was like, wow, I'm really glad I didn't spend $60. Like that, what was that Dungeons and Dragons game you were going to play together?
Yeah.
It got like really bad reviews. I was like, oof, okay. Or the Left 4 Dead remake as well.
Right.
Yeah. So like sometimes it saves you money because it's like games you're hyped up about and you play it on there and you're like, wow, that sucks. But you know what? I didn't have to pay anything.
Yeah. It's Game Pass. Really deal. Game Pass sounds like the answer for Xbox in terms of trying to get back into the console race, because like you guys were saying, the Xbox One generation was kind of rough for them overall in terms of their sales, in terms of just involvement really. But the more I hear about Game Pass and the more I hear Brigham saying, oh, I tried this game on Game Pass, I'm like, how many of these games are you playing? Because it sounds like every game you're playing is on Game Pass now. And there's no such options for PlayStation. Like PlayStation Plus is kind of cool, you know, because you get the free game a month, or there's like a list of games you can get a month that they rotate in and out. And I think they try to mimic Game Pass a little bit with PlayStation Now, but it definitely doesn't feel like it's the same scope and scale as Game Pass, because Game Pass is just pumping out AAA titles day one. And how much is Game Pass a month?
It's $10 a month if you do normal Game Pass, and then there's Game Pass Ultimate that has Xbox Live included and Xbox Game Pass for PC included, and that's $15 a month.
Oh, that is freaking chump change, dude.
Yeah.
What? Like, you can theoretically play like 4 or 5 games in a month for $15. Like, mm-hmm. You know, and that, I mean, that's amazing. I think that's the best thing Xbox has done probably ever, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a great, great concept. And I think that's their biggest pro right now is Game Pass. And I think I really like this whole all-encompassing universe that they made between Xbox and PC, where there's also a PC version of the Game Pass. Because I've thought about getting the PC Game Pass. I was just like, man, that could be an easy way to just like play a couple more games I typically wouldn't buy. Like you guys said, it was just like, I don't want to pay $40 for this random game, Xbox-only game. But Game Pass, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the fact that Game Pass includes all the, it hasn't really made a huge difference yet. But with the fact that Xbox has all their first party games come out day one on Game Pass. But, you know, once games like Starfield and Avowed and like, you know, all these companies that Microsoft has been purchasing, once they all start coming out their own games, like having an Xbox exclusive game come out day one on Game Pass, like every month, that's their target. Their target's to come out with an exclusive Xbox game every once a month. Like that's going to be huge when that actually happens. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's something I hope Sony takes away too. I know Sony, there's been rumors that they have their own Game Pass subscription that they've been working on, and it hasn't come out yet. I really don't see Sony putting their first party games day one on there, although I'd love to see it. I think the reality is they don't need to, you know what I mean? So like, why would they? But that'd be cool to see, like for PS5 to have its own subscription service that people can play games on, because it has made games, playing games way more affordable and easier for me. And like, as someone who doesn't usually buy games day one, it's kind of nice to see a game come out day one and be like, oh, hey, I can play that day one. Like, I don't have to worry about trying to do this thing in my head of like, is it going to be worth $60? Should wait for a sale. I can just play it. Like that's how it was with Psychonauts. You know, I would have never played that game day one if it wasn't on Game Pass. So
there's this feeling I have with PlayStation games in general. I'm wondering if you feel like this, John, too. It's, I feel like I've used my PlayStation in bursts where it's like for like a few months of the year, there's just a ton of PlayStation games. Like all their exclusives are out. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I love having a PlayStation. But then 90% of the year, I'm just kind of sitting on it, you know? And I don't know if it's because I do lean to be a little bit more of a PC gamer, I guess, because I do have, like, you know, I have League of Legends that I can play pretty much all the time, and I have Call of Duty I can jump into every once in a while. But as someone that, like, mostly plays consoles, do you feel like PlayStation is more of, like, a burst console? Or do you feel like you have something to do with it all year?
I think for me it's the opposite. Like PC is the burst thing for me. Like there will be like a new game like Valheim that you can only play on PC, and so you know I'll be getting on my computer every day to play games, and then like the PS5 is my home. Like that's where I like my purchase decision is like, is it on PS5? Okay, I'm buying it on there. If it's not, then you know probably on Xbox. And then if it's a Nintendo game, obviously the decision's made for you. And then like every once in a while you run into those PC exclusives. And then, I mean, like there's exceptions to that. Like we talked about Steam sales or like Humble Bundles, you know, stuff where you can get games for really cheap and play them on PC. And that brings me to like, you know, the Steam Deck. Like I have that on pre-order, and I think like that'll turn me more into like a PC gamer in some sense. Like having a handheld, you know, thing that I can play PC games on will definitely be a big game changer to me.
It sounds like you guys just don't like sitting on your computer. What's this whole thing about like sitting on a couch? Like I did that for a little bit recently. I was just like, I would play on my couch, But I started playing Horizon, and I was like, I need to be closer to the TV. So I just like roll my computer chair over in front of the TV and just sit in front of the TV on my computer chair when I play Horizon. I just feel so comfortable on it. I don't know.
I think for me, it's just because, especially with work from home, I am at my computer all day, like programming, and you know, I'm just software engineering. So it's like when I'm done with work, it sucks to sit in the exact same chair and keep working. It's like my butt doesn't leave this chair from like 8 a.m. to like 11 at night.
That's why you got to get a really comfortable chair. I mean, that's the only solution.
I got to get some change of scenery. You know, I got to go from one room to a different room at least.
Yeah, that's true. And then for me, it's also like, talked about it a little bit in the past, but like backseat gamer, you know, a lot of times my wife Kirsten is watching, and little baby Pax is watching as well. So, you know, that's a lot harder to do when you're on PC. It's not as friendly towards that.
Tell him to pull up a chair.
It is true though. It's like, I love it. I kind of like it whenever my wife watches me play games, even if she's not like intently watching. If she's just like in the room and she like glances at it and makes commentary about it, like Horizon Zero Dawn was a perfect example of like she was interested in the story. And even though she wasn't like playing the game and watching 100% of the time, it was kind of cool to like have her in the room with me, like just watching it every now and then as I played it. And then we talked about it a little bit. So, yeah, it was more of a community aspect to console gaming, I think.
But to be fair, I think that Herb, you get that a lot with like being on Discord while you play games, right? Like you're usually playing games while you're in a voice chat, right?
Yeah, I'm usually always playing with someone, either talking to someone, or recently I've been playing Elden Ring and I'll always turn on the stream. And yeah, even though my friends aren't watching intently, they're probably playing too or doing something else. Every once in a while, like if I start playing against a boss, they're just tune in, see how I'm doing and kind of guide me where I need to be going and all this stuff. So yeah, definitely is a lot more fun playing games. Just having a shared experience with the game, especially if it's like lore heavy. Bro, I don't remember if I told you this, but I played a Plague Tale recently.
And so,
and your mom was still here and she was just watching it while I was playing, just like, and we would get scared together because that game can get kind of creepy sometimes. So she kind of pushed me to finish that game. So I can definitely relate to the whole like having someone watching you play is like, hey, are you going to play today? Like, I wasn't thinking about it, but sure, we can play a couple hours.
when my mom came to visit me and like I was like playing some game, she was like, you play that game with the rats?
It's like the one game that exists.
Yeah, I was just like, right? What are you talking about? She was like, this game, man, we play this game with rats. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What do you mean? This is the only, like we said, it's the only game that has rats in it. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, really.
Yeah. Okay. So about that, though, one of the positives about PlayStation 5, we already kind of mentioned, but I'll just bring up again, is the exclusives. Mm-hmm. And there is something to say. I mean, I know Xbox has exclusives as well, but it's weird. Like, because Xbox games exclusives are also on PC, it doesn't make it feel like my Series X is like as justified of a purchase. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing, but like whenever I was playing Horizon Forbidden West on the PS5, I was like, oh, like this is like an experience that's like only for PlayStation. Like, I can't even explain it. I'm not trying to sound like an elitist, like, oh, like I'm part of a club. That's not how what I mean. It's just like this weird thing of like, the PS5 feels special because there's certain games you can only play on it. You know what I mean?
And like, you know that it's like heavily optimized for that console that you're on. Because like, yeah, for example, I play Forza Horizon 5 like a lot. And I switch between playing it on PC and Series X. And it plays, even on my pretty decent PC, it plays pretty poorly on there at times. So yeah, I think I guess you'd have to go and look at like Death Stranding releasing on PC and, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn eventually released on PC as well and kind of see if like they did hold up pretty well. I don't honestly know, because I know like Elden Ring has a pretty poor PC port at this point. You know, they're probably going to fix it. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's not like an exclusivity. Well, yeah, I get what you're saying, Brigham.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like buying a PS5 felt more of a justifiable purchase than a Series X in a way, just because I already have a really good PC. If I really want to play any Series X game like Halo, I could play it on the PC. I just choose to play it on console. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People would have that same argument for Switch, right? Like, true. You can only play certain games on Switch. You're not going to be able to play them anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I don't really know what Xbox can do to solve that problem. Like, I guess the solution would be to just not make them on PC, but that wouldn't be fair either. It's like, obviously they can run on PC. Like, why not put them on both and just let people choose? But it's just like one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm sure like with Herb too, like, even if you didn't have a PS5, like, why would you want to get an Xbox if you already have a really good gaming PC? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just the direction that Xbox has gone in. I mean, we already talked about this, how their vision is to have this gaming world, essentially, and where it revolves around the Xbox and the PC. So I kind of like it, because, like you said, it just gives people more options. There are games that are just like really bad PC ports, but if you have an Xbox, you can go ahead and play it. Especially if you have Game Pass, you can play it on your Xbox and stuff. But yeah, I don't know if I would want Xbox to randomly decide, oh, we're just gonna make Xbox only things now, even though they spent the last couple of years pretty much showing us that everything that they want to do wants to be on both the PC and the console itself. So I think I like what they're doing. I don't know. I'm good with PlayStation doing what they're doing too, but I think that brings us to the next question. Is John, like, do you feel like either vision for these companies is better or worse?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. In a lot of ways, their visions are similar. You know, get as many first party games out as we can to make people, you know, have to buy our console. I think that Sony is unfortunately leaning a little bit less into the cross-platform aspects that, you know, Xbox and even Nintendo are sort of allowing nowadays. You know, you can play, there's just certain weirdness to it. Like, you can play Genshin Impact on your phone and on PC, no problems. But if you play it on PS4 or PS5, you can only play it on that console. Like, you can't use the same account on PC. Yeah. It's like locked down. And I think there's something similar to Fortnite. Like, if you buy V-Bucks on the PlayStation store, you can only use them on PlayStation. Like, it doesn't translate. Even though it's on your Epic account, it still won't transfer over. And I could be wrong on that. I haven't played Fortnite in quite a while. But, you know, like, they know that they have, like, the dominance in the space of playing games online. So they're still kind of, like, less receptive to, you know, sharing that space with others. So with that, their vision's a little flawed, in my opinion. But I mean, like, I get it from a money making perspective. I just wish it could be more cooperative. And then, yeah, Xbox is like the powerhouse, and Microsoft backing them, being able to just, you know, if we can't make the first party games that everyone wants, we're just going to force other companies to make them via exclusivity.
We're just going to buy it out, dude.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just, you know, it's a strategy, and eventually people will forget that, you know, Elder Scroll games were ever on any other console. It'll always in their memory be, you know, a Microsoft thing. I that's just an example. I don't know if they're actually taking that exclusive, but yeah.
Yeah, no, and that is like a concern people have had. And I think that the fact that Xbox does put their first party games on PC has made that pill easier to swallow for fans that, like, you know, Starfield and, you know, who knows what's going to happen with, we know Call of Duty will be on PlayStation still, but who knows about the other Activision games. Like, it's weird to think now that pretty much any Crash Bandicoot game that comes out is going to be an Xbox exclusive, you know? Like,
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. So we're kind of running out of time. So I just want to touch on something else that I really liked about the Series X is the xCloud feature. I don't know if you ever used that or not, John.
I haven't. Streaming.
Okay. It's not something that's like, super useful. Like, the fact that it's there, for me, what makes it really useful, so if you don't know, I should probably explain, xCloud is the game streaming service that Microsoft has. so you can stream the video game to your console instead of having to download it. And this has been really nice for me for games and Game Pass that I'm not sure if I really want to get into, or I just want to play for like 5 minutes just to experience it. The perfect example I have is Lawnmower Simulator. So Lawnmower Simulator. I was just browsing Game Pass, bored. I saw Lawnmower Simulator, and I was like, okay, I gotta try that out. I don't want to sit there and wait to download it, so I just streamed it through xCloud, played it for like 30 minutes. It was actually kind of therapeutic. But yeah, it's a game that I wouldn't have waited to download, and I was glad I can just stream it. Elder Scrolls Online is also on xCloud, so I've actually streamed that game to my iPad and played it on like a tablet, so that's pretty cool.
Dude, when you explain all these things to me, it just reminds me of the saying where it's like, Xbox is thinking to themselves, if we can't convince them to buy our stuff, we'll just confuse them into it. They're just throwing things at you. Just throwing xCloud, Xbox Game Pass, Game Pass Ultimate. They just throw things at you. And yeah, just hope that like one of them sticks.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony is just like, we're just keeping it simple. Here's the console. This is a game that comes out only on this. You want to play it? You got to buy it. And it's like, all right, cool. So I think for any gamers that just wants, you know, I want a console and I want to buy a game for it and then just go, Sony is probably the way to go. Like a PlayStation is probably the way to go, especially if you're not playing a ton of things where it's like maybe you're buying a game once every other month for once every couple of months. Yeah, get a PlayStation. But if you're a bit of a hardcore like these two over here that are freaking game passing games to play for 10 minutes. It's like, yeah, the Xbox is probably pretty good for you because you also get PC exclusives and Xbox exclusives. So,
yeah. And I would say, too, about that, I agree with that pretty much. I think the one thing I would say is that Xbox, like Microsoft, is all in on just making a really good system. I feel like they've like kind of decided like, yeah, you know, we don't have the best game, so let's focus on what we can do, which is like software and hardware. And so they just like work on making like the system with all the features. And I feel like if you try to compare the features of the Xbox Series S to PS5, I feel like Series X just has more features like Game Pass, xCloud. There's a quick resume, which has been awesome. And then like smart delivery, a bunch of these like little features that like all add up to a really cool experience.
Just confuse them.
Yeah, quick resume is
just
awesome.
Hit them.
John, what's your thoughts on quick resume? Like, has it been like a game changer?
Yeah. Quick resume is incredible. Honestly, like, it makes like, you know, you sort of get this experience with PS5 putting it in rest mode and then waking it back up, but like being able to do that with multiple games, like if you're switching between them, is really I didn't even realize it was a feature when I bought it. The first time it happened, I was like, wait, what? Like, how is this game already launched?
PS5, you have to like turn it off. Like, the game has to turn off for you to turn on another game. Like, it has to, like,
yeah, exactly. And then the other one I'll mention is like the cross saves. Like, I would play like Slime Rancher on the Xbox, and then like, you know, Kirsten would want to watch something on TV, and I would swap over to my laptop, and like the save is there. And like, I know you get that with like Steam cloud saves, and like there's obviously PlayStation cloud saves, but like having it be between two different platforms, like between Xbox and PC, is pretty sweet, especially for even like single player games like that have no online component. Like, it still has your save like right there for you. And then as far as like going back to xCloud, I'm just gonna say I got burned way too hard by Stadia. Like, I think it was like a really fun way to experience games, like playing them instantly, but it's just like, the whole ownership thing kind of freaks me out. I mean, I guess you could argue that about Game Pass as well. Like, you don't own games anymore, and I'm very into like owning games physical, like having the disc. It's a little hesitant for me to like just stream these games.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I would say it's Stadia games, because I played Destiny on Stadia. I think Stadia runs better, but just the fact that the xCloud stuff, comes with Game Pass has made it a bit easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that PlayStation still though has the best exclusives. We still have to wait to see what happens with PlayStation's what's it called? Their PSVR 2. Like, are you going to get that? Are you excited about that?
There was some game I saw that was launching for it, and I was like, that's actually pretty intriguing. I can't remember what it was now, but I think, you know, if it's the right price point, I'll probably check it out.
Mm-hmm. And the controller enhancements for PS5 have been really cool too. Like the different rumbling and the parts of the controller, and like, it's not like a huge deal, but like it is, it's cool. Like the triggers, the adaptive, okay.
Whatever. Actually,
yeah, my fingers get a lot more fatigue a lot faster now because of that now, especially Horizon freaking bow and arrow life.
I was gonna say, like, that's the first thing I do when I play a new game is go into the settings and turn all that off. I'm just like, I don't want to be physically constrained or like restrained by, I don't know. It was a really cool thing to experience a couple times, but yeah, it actually does fatigue you a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it, I guess, but yeah, it takes a little get used to because you're playing a bow and arrow game and every time you freaking pull back and the thing is fighting against you, it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Like, this is one of those features where it's cool that they could do it, but it's not very practical in a gaming situation. It's like, I need to shoot this arrow right now. I don't have time to be pulling back for fucking 0.5 seconds.
Yeah, I was playing Call of Duty and like it actually kind of puts you at a disadvantage, you know, like if you can't pull the trigger as fast as someone else because it's got that resistance because it has crossplay, you know, so there's people on PC just clicking and yeah, you're at a disadvantage. So it's, I think for online multiplayer, it should probably be off by default.
Freaking, that's fair. And the recoil is all over the place because the whole controller is shaking. Yeah. Well, I mean, I really thought this was going to be more of a fight night type of thing where we just hurl obscenities at each consoles the whole time. But I think just both consoles just do their thing really well. And at a certain point, it just comes down to your preference, how much you game, like what kind of games do you really like. I mean, for the longest time, I just stuck with PlayStation because the games I liked always came out on PlayStation. You know, that was their bread and butter, and that's what I liked. And for you guys, I know in the beginning, you guys were really into the Halos of the world and all that stuff. So the 360 made a lot of sense, you know. So I feel like nowadays we're just in this really awesome golden age where both systems just give you some amazing options in terms of what kind of games you want to play. And even I think we're being kind of tough on them when it comes to cross-platform. I feel like a lot of games these days are coming out cross-platform, even if not like right off the bat. Like, It took 3 or 4 years, but Horizon Zero Dawn came out on PC eventually, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's just great. Gaming is good. I mean, it's a good spot right now.
Yep. Games are fun.
Games are fun.
I like games.
I think that's what we got, really. You got anything else for him?
Yeah. No, that's it. It's a good conversation. Thanks again, John, for coming on and giving us your wisdom and knowledge on PlayStation and Xbox and your opinion.
Of course. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, if you guys enjoyed the show, please give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your favorite podcast listening app. That being said, thank you for listening and come back next time.